Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Or just using you.
But I was, like, though. If we're being real, yeah. Keeping it 100, I was definitely a stepping stone for a lot of people. Whether they want to admit it or not, I was.
100%.
You know, and I'm not unaware of those things. And I think that gets overlooked a lot in itself. And I think when I obviously left the show, when you get told all like the different stuff and then people were telling me the Matt backlash, I was genuinely really confused.
I really wanted to get into that.
Yeah.
But don't start no one be none.
Exactly.
And like, if you want to put me in a position where you're disrespecting me, I will
then
now.
I will. Like, I
and then
do
it,
that.
It will that's appear fine. That I'm confrontational, but I'm not. But yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Literally.
Okay, I'm the same.
Exactly.
I'm the same. Yeah, I'm the same. Exactly
don't
the same.
Get that.
They think that you're just on 10 all the time.
No!
Like, no!
Imagine living your life on smoke.
Are you dumb? Shall I call 999? The ambulance. Like, are you stupid?
It's
say okay. My name, say my name.
When no one is around you, say baby, I love you. If you ain't running games, say my name. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Ooh!
A little bit, but I'm not
can't sing, so let me not try. I tried to just, you know.
Yeah. You're doing karaoke, you know. Just my immediate, like, instinct, like, I just was frozen.
You were just
you
frozen.
Know? And I think that is just, that sucks, and that it's not a nice feeling.
Yeah.
And then it was just rudeness. Like, it was just really just unnecessary, in my opinion. It could have been just didn't need to go that deep and that bad. Wasn't my thing. Was it was like, there's a way to speak to people, right, in my opinion, and that just wasn't it. And I'm very much like, you're not gonna speak to me like that. Like, that was my thing. I think my thing was just like, okay, watch your tone and just say what you need to say, but like, say what you need to say.
The reunion was
I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm one of the people, yeah. Like, my face just doesn't hide things.
Your face is showing everything. Not you doing left, right with your eyeballs.
It sounds really bad, but I think that's one of the things that I've genuinely like erased from my memory. Oh, right. It's icy, but it's fine.
When you and him came out, it was the crowd wasn't cheering as much.
No, they didn't cheer.
Really?
I remember how I felt in that moment. It was literally just like, ooh. But it was kind of like, well, let's just get this night over with.
That's,
you know,
so
there's
weird.
People. It's the
I
first
did not
time
know
seeing
that.
People.
I realized you were following me prior to
yeah. So I knew of you because my ex used to watch you reviewing the last seasons of Love Island.
Like, not the ex.
My ex, yeah.
Dead.
Oh, yeah. Ew, why are we shouting him out? But yeah. Not Tyler. Oh, before they come and tell me that I said ill to him, not Tyler, okay? I have other exes. No, because on TikTok, yeah, they really think I only have like one ex.
That-
guys.
What are you saying, man?
What are you saying?
Kaz, baby.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Amazing. Guys, I have a legend on my damn crouch. You understand?
We've been crouch?
I don't know if it's a crouch. Not me stuttering already. I have a legend on my couch. You guys have all wanted her. And here she is, guys. Kaz Kamwi, guys.
Woo! Wait, no, you need to say it properly.
Kaz Kamwi. Yes, we can, baby.
Jeez!
Yes, we can. Do you understand? Can we get a round of applause? Can we get a whoop?
Woo!
Thank you.
I'll hype myself up.
Yes, baby. You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where's this outfit from, first and foremost?
Okay, so the cargos, they're Manu Devoir.
Come on, Manu Devoir.
I know. Tops PLT and then...
And your shoes?
Yeah.
Nike.
Air Forces. Nike.
Cute.
With a green tick to match my top.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
You wanted Kaz on this couch for a minute. We were meant to do this ages ago, but nobody asked me to travel for 3 months. Oh, and I left the damn country. And then we tried to meet in Dubai.
We were going to go to Namos, but then I was flying out the next day. Well, the day I was going to meet up.
Yeah, and I just messaged you last minute, so it was all my fault.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to meet.
Should have slid into my DMs early, honey.
Oh!
Should have slid in earlier. Oh! Not the last minute excuse.
Not the last minute excuse. Not the last minute excuse. So we got a lot to get into.
Okay.
There's a lot that I want to talk to you about because definitely your perspective is extremely different to any other islanders.
Yeah.
You're also a finalist. Oh, so can we get another round of applause? Are you dumb? Are you mad? Like you are a Love Island finalist. Like you went right to the finale. Yeah. Like you've been there, you are an OG.
Yeah, that part I think is like crazy.
Like you were there from day one.
I know. To think I literally met every single person who walked in and walked out. That's nuts.
That's mad. That's
insane.
But that's the best way you would want to do this experience.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in there.
Me as well. Yeah, before going in, they were like, what point would you like want to go in, not want to go in? I was like, if you send me in as a bombshell, don't send me in at all because I'm just not the type to like go and be, I'm going to take your man. That's just not really me. I was like, I had enough self-awareness to know I just wouldn't do that. So I was like, send me in at the beginning, please.
Yeah, right. Now that makes sense because I feel like it's a lot more difficult for you to be put in that position mentally.
Yeah, I guess it also depends on like your personality or just not even personality, just what you would do.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't think I'd be a good bombshell.
I think you would.
Do you think?
You're walking in slowly like this.
Oh, no, I think I'd walk in.
In some bad outfit. Like Rachel, just be walking in bad.
Come through.
But you need that kind of like...
Yeah.
And some people just don't have it.
I would have crumbled.
Not crumbled.
No, I would have crumbled. I'm straight. I would have crumbled. I would have been like, yeah, I'm all excited. And so I was going, But I think it's because I'm just more of a girl's girl.
Right, okay.
So I think in the back of mind, I'd be like, oh, who do I get along with and whatever. And then, yeah. But then again, you never know. I wasn't in the position. So maybe in that position, I would act differently than I think. Maybe I'd surprise myself, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it is like literally like four walls, basically.
Yeah.
It's a very small environment.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on outside.
Exactly. It's literally just you and everyone there.
Not me having Kaz on the couch, guys. let's just actually pause for a minute because what the hell's going on, guys?
Do you need a minute?
Like,
I'll give you a minute.
Kaz, yes. And she came. She smells beautiful.
Thank guys, you.
Like when a girl smells good, like it's just insane. Like you need to smell good.
Thank you.
When I came in and let me put on perfume, like right before the interview, I was just thinking, woo, okay, not gasping. Let me run to my bag.
No, we need to stay consistent, honey.
Daily and consistent, guys. Daily and consistent, baby. With Kaz, can we? So this slogan, I like. Listen, I have it. I don't know how it happens.
Yeah,
you understand? Like you are my favorite islander.
Thank you,
Kaz, from the beginning.
And has given the redemption that Kaz Can We needed. Kaz Can We? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you and Shannon specifically, and then obviously she unfortunately got dumped in 48 hours.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, Kaz is the only girl. And then I warmed to Liberty as time went on and your relationship together.
Yeah.
So how the hell did that come about between you and Liberty?
Our friendship. Do you know what? I just think when you meet some people, you just click. I think we were those people who just clicked. So we went in together and when we were... Before we got out the cars, I have to like think back.
So it's a while back.
Yeah, I know. It's
a while back, man.
It's so crazy.
Time is waiting for no
one. I know. So she was in the Jeep, like waiting, and I was still in hair and makeup. And I remember the producers being like, she needs to come out, she needs to come out. And like everyone's still getting me ready. And I'm literally standing there like, oh, I'm so consistent. Why am I always the last person ready? I'm like that in real life. And I was like that even on my first day in. So I was like just getting ready. And then as soon as I was done, they like rushed me out. Lib was already in the Jeep. So she was already kind of just like chilling. And I remember walking out and thinking, wow. I was like, you're stunning. And I was like, why are they sending me in here with like stunning, like, whoa. But I was like, you look amazing. And then she was the one behind. So they were like, don't talk yet, girls, don't talk. But we were just...
She seems so sweet.
She's so lovely.
Like what you see is what you get.
Yeah, she's literally exactly that. And like we just clicked, and then we did that drive a few times. We were just laughing, and I think we warmed to each other's energy in
that
moment.
You were the first two in.
Yeah, yes, and then when we were walking in, it was really weird because it was like there's so much like you shoot quite a lot of like trying to go in. So it's like they like do the walk with them. We're like, okay, walk towards the door with. We're like, okay, so we're walking towards the door like we're gonna go in, and they're like, right, come back again. And we'd do that scene a few times. Like, this time, guys, when you walk, just go in. And we were like, oh, okay. So we're like walking to the store. It's like we'd both get out the car, walk together, and then we're holding hands, and we literally walked in. And this time, no one told us to turn around and do it again. And so when we were walking, we both kind of looked at each other like, there's no instruction. we're going in. We were like, it's not me looking to the side like she's right here.
Well, you're living in the moment.
I'm like living in the moment. But I remember just being like, no one's telling us what to do anymore. Like, we can just go in. And we literally just walked in. And I think because it was our first time, like, there's 2 weeks of isolation before you go in. There's months of, like, speaking to, like, producers and in and all, like, the different audition periods and stuff before. It's like, once you're in, it's like, oh, we're actually here. And I think we just clicked because we did that together. I don't know. I think it's a weird thing about the person you walk in with.
It helps. Just like, no, it definitely helps. You're more closer to them.
A quick bond. Yeah. And then once we started speaking, we realised we had so much in common. She was from Birmingham. I went to uni there. She travelled to Zambia. I'm Zambian. I was literally just like, we were both like,
oh, wow.
Everything
I didn't know
was.
That.
I know. Damn, she went over when she was younger. Damn. So we were just like, everything was kind of just like a, wait, what? And yeah, we just got on and it just carried on. At no point did we really think other people were picking up on our friendship. We were just being us. And when I came,
you need that in there,
man. So sad. And then, yeah,
you need that in there.
You do. You need someone in there because it gets really intense. So yeah.
So given your entire experience, because you were an OG from the beginning,
yeah.
Have you looked back at yourself on the show?
As in, have I watched it? Yeah. Oh, absolutely not.
Why do I say this? I don't get it. The minute I'm back home, as ITV is on, ITV Hub.
No.
I'm watching it.
Do you know, before going in, I genuinely thought, I can't wait. Because I thought I'd be in for 2 weeks max. My only goal, right, my number one thing I said to myself, my friends, family, I don't want to be the first one out. Yeah. That was it.
That would be me.
That was the only
because
thing.
Because if I'm dumped first week out, somebody has to die. Because there's no way.
That was my only thing was, I don't want to be the first one out. I don't. I just don't. And I thought I'd be there 2 weeks back. So I was like, yeah, it's cool. And I'd just come back. And I literally had like a holiday planned with my mates. I didn't cancel on it because I thought I was going to be back in time for it. I was planning to go back to go to DLT, hon. I had tickets. I had I loved the broad. Like, I had my tickets ready. I was like, yeah, I'm coming back home.
That's the best when you and don't then, keep coming.
It's just that's come the best. Out to the end. So, yeah.
It's what an experience, bad. Man. Now, there's a lineup of girls.
Yeah.
You're included.
Yeah.
You're the only black girl in this particular situation.
Yeah.
And there's been a history on this show.
Yeah.
Of black girls like you one day. Yeah. Brown girls like Marlin. I think on season two, where she was picked last as well.
Yeah.
Did any of that worry you? Or like, did you have an inclination idea of, you know, what I would do if this happens in that situation?
So it didn't worry me. I was expecting it, which sounds, oh gosh, I hear this, which sounds really, really sad because I shouldn't be going in.
No, but yeah, I definitely get that. I would have that thought if I went in there.
Yeah.
To an extent, like, as a non-white
as
person.
As a black girl. And also, like, even when I had conversations with, like, my friends, family before going in, but even, like, with production, they do ask you different questions. They're like, you know, how would you feel about being picked first? How would you feel about being picked last? You get asked all these questions. So it's like, it wasn't a foreign concept to me. So I think getting picked last in itself, that in itself didn't necessarily like affect me negatively. It's kind of just like, oh, here we go again. It was a bit more of just like a really, but then it's like, okay, well, maybe the next person who walks in is going to be attracted to me,
right?
You know. And then when that was happening, that's when I was like, oh.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
So okay.
It definitely worked out. Like in terms of your journey on the show, in terms of longevity and being,
yeah,
because nobody wants to get dumped within the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah, it was really weird. But even with Pink for Class, I remember being like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm going to be out first. I was like, that was my one. That was my only thing.
No, it's true.
I just want to leave first.
I'd feel the same. I feel like I'm out if no one picks me up. As I was writing these notes, yeah, I'm not even looking at them.
Go on.
There's one word that I think suits your entire journey on the show, and that is just confidence.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like
you've
genuinely been not cocky,
yeah,
not, you know, nervous.
Yeah.
You were very, like, confident,
yeah,
about... So when people were seeing you on TV, when I was seeing you on TV, irrespective of you being picked last or not,
yeah,
it came across very transparent that you were very comfortable in your skin.
Yeah.
Very comfortable with who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And whatever you're going through in this situation can't make me into something else.
Yeah.
That I'm not. So that was very apparent.
Thank you.
Throughout your journey.
Yeah.
So like I was like, this girl's going to be fine. Like,
yeah.
I could just tell from the way you, like, you assert yourself, like, no one's going to disrespect you, otherwise it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. No, I definitely think I walked into that villa at the most confident point I've been in my life, 100%. Right. I think just over the years, like, there's a lot of work I've done on myself. There's a lot of just getting to know who I am, getting to know why I react to certain situations in different ways. And obviously I'm not perfect, you know, but I think I had enough self-awareness and I had enough...
That
no one could really tell me anything about me.
Right.
People could tell me things, but then it didn't really seep in. I think it only got affected when I came out,
okay,
which I've also opened up about, because then I was like, whoo, child. But I think that's because things came to me in such... in an influx, and I was like, I am not used to this. There is no real blueprint to how to deal with it. So I was kind of like, what, you know, and I'm a self-soother. I'm the type of person who soothes themselves. Like, I can speak to other people and get help and all that kind of stuff. But until I start to do it for myself, it doesn't feel like it's making any impact on me. So I think even like now that I'm basically back to me, everyone's like, wait, a few months ago you said, and I'm like, Hans, it's like a wound, you know. You get wounded, you heal it, and then it's like a scar, but then you live past it, you know.
What would you describe as the wound, your post experience?
Yeah, I think like coming out, I think there was a few things in there which were very like hard to deal with, and I don't know, for lack of a better word, I'm just gonna use the word hard. So I think there's a lot of opinions when it comes to like your image. Obviously with going onto a show like that, it's very much focused on what you look like, and that's fine. And I was very aware of that before going in. But I think when you come out and you constantly, like, I think things that hurt me the most was like the stuff like being compared to animals. That is just not it, you know? And it's nothing that you expect to see or like to be told of. I think the people around me tried to shield that from me as much as possible, but there's only so much you can do of that,
exactly,
you know? Because I think that was really hard, because then it's like, whoa, if so many people do think certain things, it must be real. Like, surely I can't just be like, you can't tell me nothing. But then it's like, actually, no, it's not real. That's a lot of projection. So I think there was like that element. And then I think there's also the element of being obviously judged based on a perspective of being in a relationship. So now it's just your characteristics as well. And it's from so many different angles. It's like work, relationship, appearance, character. It's like, whoa, like, it's just different stones and you can't catch all of them. No. You know, so you're gonna get hit by some naturally, and I think it was just understanding what those stones were and knowing how to get past that, you know.
Okay.
Very, yeah, philosophical. That was,
yeah, that was come on, Miss Professor. But no, I definitely feel like you've said this before. I think you said it on your own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
As well, in terms of, and I wanted to actually get into this later on, but I think that we're having this conversation now, it's very important. But no, I think it's like what you said about the wound thing was very interesting, because you did talk about how you are beginning to believe what other people are saying about you. And you believe that over what you believe in yourself, or self-doubt, or it chips away at you.
Yeah.
And that is such a slippery slope.
Yeah, I think that's where it gets dangerous.
That's where, you know, you can actually come out the show and be permanently different from what you were prior to going in. And it just makes you go down such a way.
Yeah.
So I think the way you described it as different stones and not knowing how to deal with it or dealing with it differently.
Yeah.
Is very interesting.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I think... For me, what I'm very, like, I always say I'm really resilient. Once I deal with stuff and I face it, I move past it. I've moved past it, I'm like, okay, you know?
You appear resilient. You appear confident. You appear like, oh, you know, I've been through life experiences.
Yeah.
I've been through stuff in my life, personal life, and that are groundworks and foundations
for
how I'm going to approach future, you know, situations.
Yeah.
So in the villa, of course, you know, I guess as the weeks went on, perhaps your confidence was chipped or whatever was going on.
Yeah.
But it just, you definitely look like you were gliding.
Yeah, like, I know. Do you know what? I think in there, even when things kind of knocked me a little bit, I didn't really, like, I think I deeped it sometimes, but I didn't really.
Mm.
I was kind of just like, ooh, I'm upset about this. But then I was like, okay, now I'm fine, I'm over it.
It's very interesting.
It's only when you come out and you're like, woo.
Yeah, it's very interesting because obviously, you know, viewing the show, we view it only 4 or 5 minutes. We don't know what's going on per day. They cut everything anyways.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how what you've gone through in your personal life or how you were treated or trauma.
Yeah.
How you could subconsciously carry that into a show like this with four walls.
100%.
And how you act is like, I find that just, it's intriguing.
It's insane. No, it's insane. Even I had to look at it. There were certain situations I was in, I was like, goodness gracious, some healing needs to be done here.
Right, or like zero home training.
Learn to take accountability here. Because I feel like in general, like I get pulled up on things in life, but then sometimes I don't, you know? So sometimes I'm just like, okay, well, if I'm not doing anything wrong here, then I'm just living. But then I'm like, am I doing something wrong? But then if no one's pulling up, I'm like, maybe I'm fine. So it's kind of just like, I just learned a lot. I just learned a lot about myself. But even with all of that, I had such a good time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I genuinely had so many good memories, met some amazing people. And it's just one of those things I can look back on with just like, oh, like, wow, that was it was a fun summer, you know?
Yeah.
It's not all like dire.
So, it definitely wasn't. You, obviously I had Toby here last week. But things are coming on.
Wait, can we finish it with, can we finish the podcast with, Kaz, can we?
Yes, we can, baby. Yes, we can, baby. Now,
yeah,
Toby is funny. Toby is so funny because when we were ending the podcast, he was like, wait, can we say one thing? And then he said, Kaz, can we? I was just thinking, wait, what?
And then you started like that, like, Kaz, I know you're, where's the camera you were looking at?
I was looking at this one or something like this.
This one here.
Yeah.
Kaz, I know you're watching this. Yeah. You're going to be right here. I was like, management.
Are you shaking your hands?
Yeah, because I'd messaged them before when we spoke about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, and I'll give you an update. And then I forgot to, like, get the update. I was like, Kaz, what was the update again? Because I said to my brother to update him. But yeah,
I did not expect Toby to know that. So Toby has been watching my channel way before you went on Love Island as well. So he was just, as soon as he came out, he told me he went to my channel and he was like, watching the stuff, and like in the back you hear me shouting, Kaz, can we? Me being a madman in my damn living room, just doing the most. That's, you know, so what I mean? Funny. Like, I always feel like, as a personal kind, as somebody who is reviewing the show, there's not many of us, you know, that's like me reviewing a show like this. There's also not many diverse brown and black individuals on these public dating shows.
100%,
so I thought I have to defend black and brown individuals. And on top of that, there's not many actually brown people on the show.
Yeah.
Like the last person was Shannon. She was there for what, 2 minutes? Priya was there for like 2 minutes at the end. And then of course, previous seasons, they're just, the diversity, especially for brown people, I haven't seen as much.
Yeah, I don't think we had any guys on my one.
Exactly. Yeah, no, like, there's no brown, I've never even seen any East Asian guys. You know, I don't see that whole, like, amount of people there. So of course, you know, there's not a lot, but there's a presence of black girls and black guys on the show to an extent.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to back everyone that's person of color. I just have to back you.
No, I get
full
that.
Support.
Because then it's all it is. It comes down. It's representation, isn't it? It's what feels close to home as possible when what is close to home is not there.
Yeah.
Which is actually nuts because thinking, even just looking from your perspective, it's really weird to sit there and think there was actually no brown boys on my season. Had I watched the season and there'd been no black girls, I'd be like, that's
it's insane. Just weird. It is weird. So when I saw you and Shannon in the lineup, I think, okay, black and brown girls, I'm defending you, I'm riding for you both. And of course her journey ending quite quickly, so I think I'm riding for Kaz, especially as a black girl. Like, I'm just gonna ride for you from day one from the show, just to see what happens, because there's so many hoops that we as people of color, and then especially as, you know, girls, especially as a black girl, brown girl, face.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, crazy to go through a show like that. Mentally, it can be a lot. And then on top of that, for you to come out on top.
Yeah.
For you to be a finalist.
Yeah.
Like, it's big.
It's insane.
Like, you had an amazing journey on that show.
It was wild.
Like, you just overcame anyone that tried to do anything to you.
Yeah.
You
were
very, like, you know, I'm going to let you know that you're not going to disrespect me. Like, I was living for it.
Yeah.
I was living for
it. Thank you.
Like, especially with the situation. Initially, the first one, like, with Toby, we had last week. He's an OG, you're an OG.
Yeah.
So when I speak about Love Island, I can't glide over it because you were there from the day one. So everything that happened, y'all were just there, just like, you know, witnessing and experiencing
it. Like, all like, hey,
yeah, exactly.
Like, I think it was halfway in. This is by the time things had settled and then Chloe and Toby were together. And then it was the three of us on the day bed and we were all sat there and we were like, who would have thought the three of us would be chilling on this bed, considering how the initial situation happened? Like, it was just funny.
That is so funny. But when it initially did take place,
yeah,
and he moved quite quickly to Chloe and whatever,
yeah,
and then of course with Casa Amor, with Tyler coming back with Clarice and stuff, yeah, like that, and being in these triangles,
yeah,
how do you deal with that mentally in the villa?
Do you know what? I think I've come to the conclusion. Triangles are not for me. They're actually not my thing.
Like, I would just be like, sorry, I'm out. Bye. You, Chloe, tell me who you want. The door is there. I'm gone. I can't do that.
I think in the moment, when I look back on the first one, so I think Chloe, Toby, I think my annoyance was just being left in the dark. I think that's what bothered me the most.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what's going on?
Just everyone just tell me candidly. I think that's what I didn't like. So I was literally just like, okay. But then I'm also very much like, the way I approach dating, and this is like even outside of the show, I feel like if I'm dating a guy, that's where my loyalty and respect is. It's not necessarily to any third party girl. So if a girl was to come in, I don't expect her to have loyalty to me. I'd appreciate some girl code, but I'm very aware that, you know, everyone's different. That's fine. But I think I don't really tend to take my anger and frustration towards the girl. As much as it's there, I want to take it straight to the guy. But if there is any, I'm quite diplomatic when it comes to the other girl. Like, I need to work out what my actual issue is. Because otherwise you just fall into a loop of it being based off pure like insecurity and jealousy. And then you're just self-harming yourself. I ain't got time for that.
Right.
So I think in that initial situation, my main thing, obviously with Chloe at the time, was I wish she had just said to me before. That was all.
That was all.
But then at the end of the day, I do understand it is a game and, you know, she took a chance and, you know, kudos to you, still together,
exactly,
and stuff. And I think with him, it was because he was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to dive in. I was thinking, oh, okay, cool. And then you're doing that. And I'm like, that's not diving in, is it? So that's where like my...
It did seem like people wanted like...
That was all.
Reactions from you. And yeah, you were giving it, baby. You were just being yourself. That's what I loved.
It was so weird because I remember like, I think... Thinking back, I don't know how it came across because I haven't watched it, but thinking back, I remember them both asking me, like, are you sure you're okay? And I just remember just saying to everyone, like, why does everyone keep asking me, like, if I'm cool or to say a bit more?
This is what I noticed.
I didn't know. I think in that moment, I was kind of just like, oh, but you know what you said then? You're like, oh, we just had a conversation. Like, did I not say things how I was thinking them? Like, I was like, maybe
right.
I was thinking things and saying something else. And I was like, I feel like I've said what I needed to say. Like, there's nothing really, like, what are we supposed to do? Like, get Jerry Springer up in here, start fighting for a man. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing no
this is what
real
I'm saying.
Fight for a guy.
And for you to behave so, like you did.
That's all that
And be
was.
Chilled and not be as reactive and not give people what they want. You had to just be confident with who you are.
Yeah, it was just that. And I think also, like, we were cool. Like, we were just cool. Do you know what I mean? So I think it'd be different. I think it's different if you, like, fall in love because then all rational. I think I had a lot of ration at the time as well. I was able to rationalize stuff.
Yeah, pick things apart.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Whatever. Thingy. Like, annoying. Certain things were annoying after. I was like, annoying. And then I was like, yeah, over it. Then I was cool.
Right. I don't for it. You to be but to have that mental capacity to just be like, I'm over it or whatever, whilst you're sitting in these four walls.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that.
Nah, it was really hard. Because obviously, like, there'd be moments we'd all just be chilling and then there'd be in the pool and I'd be like,
do you know what I mean?
No one even fancies me in this place. Why am I here? Like, right. I was like, why am I here? Like, someone tell me why I'm here. But then I think those situations though as well let me form friendships, because I think my focus then was no longer on trying to get to know someone, it was just getting to know everyone else. So I built some really, really solid friends in there, and I think that kept me going. And I think because I hadn't formed any romantic connections, I had time to actually get to know different people. And then I was just like, yeah, so it's just like, felt uncomfortable here, well, the good vibes are over there.
Yeah.
Good vibes are over there. Exactly. Good vibes are everywhere in this villa if I choose for them to be there.
And you had liberty as well.
Like that.
Your rock, yeah, literally. And you were her rock. Like, not even, yeah, like, you were her rock.
Bro. I try. It's always hard, isn't it?
Because that whole situation, again, was something that we've never seen on the show.
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah.
Wow. I was about to say Jack. Wow. Sorry. Just to know this. Jake and Liberty, of course, that whole situation. Do you think that he was really into her? Now, I assume in the beginning he probably was.
Yeah.
But as time went on, we were seeing so much of how this guy was having so much doubts. And we're just like, Liberty is really just in a tunnel.
Yeah.
It's dark. So as her close friend, when it came to the point where she, you know, was going to leave the show or was crying, or when she was happy, when Jake randomly said that, you know, he loved her.
Yeah.
And did you feel like he was being authentic at times?
I honestly...
Or could have done better?
Honestly, I never questioned his authenticity until the after the movie night. And that's literally... That's post-Castle Amor. That's like... It's been weeks, honey. I think for a few... I don't know. My timing's a bit... There was a while when, like, I think a lot of people would ask me, like, do you think... And I just remember thinking, I had his back a lot. I was like, well, I'm sorry. Why is everyone, like, coming for Jake? Our point of view is very different to the outside.
That's the thing.
Like, very, very different. And I think even, like, social cues, I didn't really pick up onto things until, like, after Castle Amor. So, like, even just... what people's perception of you might be. I didn't know those things until after Castle Amor, but I think I also only adjusted to like really, really realizing like, actually this is like a TV show. You're doing you, but then there's narratives being played, you know? And I think that was just naivety on my own part, so yeesh. But I think when I'd have conversations with her, like there was moments where she questioned things.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay, and we talk about it, but then we were on this thing of maybe you're self-sabotaging. That was literally a lot of my advice was like, okay, we're not going to self-sabotage because, you know,
come on, self-sabotage queen.
Because okay, we spoke about like relationships that we've been in on the outside and how those were and how we were and all those kinds, just like real conversations. I don't know how many of those were shown or not, but we had just like real conversations about like our experiences with our different exes and stuff. So it was always like, right, no, you've got this girl, like, you know, like tell him how you feel. We're not going to self-sabotage and all these things. But I think as like the movie night unfolded, I think watching things made things very different. Like seeing the Castle more like clips, it reminds you like, hold on, there's actually it's really weird like watching yourself
back.
Yeah, that movie night was enough. I saw myself doing stuff in the gym and I was like, I can't imagine me watching the show. So it was basically, like the little clips that they showed us on that night. See, that's what I remember.
Nobody being dragged and you're in the gym.
Yeah. That's really so silly. But so I think in those moments, it was like really sucky because then obviously then she was sad and hurt. But I think what for me was just the biggest just like red flag, I think, was when she'd gone up, they had a conversation and she came down like, oh yeah, he just said, I love you. And I was like, the timing for me just felt weird. And I was like, it's such a shame because in that moment, like when your best friend is telling you like, you know, my boyfriend just said I love you, you want to celebrate. And to not be able to do that sucked. Because it's like every ounce of me, I don't even think I said anything for a while. I think I was just sat there like trying to process it. But I would have loved to just be like, yes, like finally, but just my immediate like instinct, like I just was frozen.
You were just
frozen. And I think that is just, that sucks. And that it's not a nice feeling. And I can't even imagine how she felt in that moment because I feel like I'm pretty sure quite a few of us were around her at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's like to have just no real like happiness about that. It was horrible in that moment. But then I think that's what tough love is, isn't it? Or that moment in itself. But then I'm not even a tough love person. So I was like, we have to speak properly. Like, cause I'm just, my approach is just not really like that.
Back to Casa Amor. Now that situation.
Oh, Casa Amor. Yeah.
Was a lot. It was probably the most dramatic Casa Amor we've seen actually.
A chance so I can compare the both.
She said, kiss me to compare it with Millie's kiss. And then you kissed her.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
In a very long time. But I feel like you helped finalize, because the ad-libs that you were just throwing in.
When
Liam came back with Lily.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Millie was sitting there. And then Liam sat next to Millie. And then you were speaking to Liam a little bit, talking about, oh, you know, you wanted to test your kiss with us. Did you see if you kissed her?
I don't even remember why. I haven't watched that back.
I don't think you have, but the ad-libs were hilarious.
I think sometimes when my friends get hurt, I just get really, like, protective and very, like... Like what? And I think it's because for the two, how long was Casimir? 2 weeks?
I think so.
However long Casimir was, I remember like in that moment, like she really missed him, you know? And I think the fact that he'd walked out, was on his own and was just happy. And then it was like, bam, Lily spoke and was like, whoa, what? I said, yeah, yeah, that was hard. But
like, and that was like, and what were your thoughts when, of course, you know, when somebody else came back with Tyler? Were you just like, well, this is just like, what? And then obviously, well, you had Matthew as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
You had someone as well.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what I would do in that situation. I just feel like it's so mentally intense.
Yeah. Do you know, we had the postcard.
Oh, yeah, you did have the postcard, so you were prepped for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if the postcard never came, God, don't know what I'd have done. But, yeah, because you're the thing, no, but my thing is, right, my problem is I move off real emotion.
Oh,
I'm a very emotional person, right? I can be logical, but I think sometimes my emotions...
But when you like someone, emotions are there.
And I think one thing in that villa, I was just me, which meant... my emotions were just my emotions. I think had I maybe gone in a bit more strategically, I probably would have operated with so much more logic. Logic was gone. My head was not there anymore by the time we got to Castlemore. So I think looking back on, actually not looking back, in the moment, that seeing that, I think that postcard was literally just like, it really hurt in that moment because I think by that point, I was just fed up. Because I felt like...
Even from the beginning, I would have been fed up as well. I would have been done.
I think that was the point where I literally was like, okay, I'm being affected a little bit here. Because after the whole Toby stuff, cool, moved past that. I think from that moment, any and everyone who's like, yeah, I want to get to know you, taking these dates. And I only realized like, oh, so I'm basically just everyone's stepping stone. Like... But I think when that was happening, I wasn't registering it. It's only when I saw the postcard, I was like, I was just another stepping stone.
Basically.
That's when I was like, okay, now I'm starting to feel like, okay, I'm now looking, now this is now triggers from like past relationships, just being cheated on, like those feelings coming back.
And PTSD, emotional PTSD is very real.
Yeah. I think that's why I did cry, because it was everything. Like kind of just at once. And then once I had my cry and, you know, had a lovely therapy session and just got that all off my chest, I was like, you're back in the villa. So, okay, well, it's time to get to know new people then, seeing as that's it. So I think at the time I'd spoke to Matt, spoke to Mehdi, spoke to Jack, I can't remember who else was in there. It was really bad.
Who's Jack?
He was one of the guys in Castle.
Listen, these Castle More guys, I forget their names.
Yeah, he was cool people, but I can't remember. Anyway,
Lydia, I think I remember.
Yeah. So I spoke to all of them, my conversations that went like good from before was my conversation at that time, obviously, with Mehdi and Matt. And I think Mehdi had shot before the postcard. So he kind of made that move straight before the postcard came. So obviously, in that moment, I was like, oh, like you're lovely, but I think my connection stronger somewhere else, but that was pre-postcard. When the postcard came, I was thinking, well, that's my beeline to just go, because I can't sit there and be like, if someone, he clearly doesn't like me enough for him to like be in bed. I think it was the being in bed.
That's a lot, man.
That's why I was like, oh, if it was like anything else, I think I would have been fine. But in that moment, I was kind of just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you've met somebody and that's fine. Like, you know, cool, whatever. So then I think that night is when I had a conversation with Matt, and then we had kissed. Then someone said Mehdi was going to pull me for a chat after as well, because the postcard happened, but because me and Matt had kissed, he didn't, or something like that. From what I remember, it was something along those lines. But at that point, it's like, well, okay, well, we kissed, so I guess let's just get to know, because I think in the back of my mind, I think with Castlemore, I always had it in the back of my mind that at the end of the day, like, yeah, I could meet really genuine people, but also people need to get into the villa. And I was very aware that I was an easy target as soon as that postcard happened. Like, I was aware of those things. But even with that, it was kind of just like, okay, just get to know, which is why I was like, right, I'm going to just try and like give 100%. I'm pretty sure I said, I'll give 100%. And then me operating off emotion did what I do on the outside when dating, which is no one's really your real man or really not. But then you've said this and you've said this. Then it's all a mess.
And then it's everyone's that's interesting that you thought you were a stepping stone. You're like, people are just using you.
But I was, though. If we're being real, keeping it 100, I was definitely a stepping stone for a lot of people, whether they want to admit it or not, I was.
100%.
You know, and I'm not unaware of those things. And I think that gets overlooked a lot in itself. And it's fine, because the thing is, I always said that I'm like, I'm not going to fall into this, oh, I'm woe is me, I'm going to be a victim. Absolutely not, because I believe in my own source enough. If you can't appreciate it, it's fine. We move on. But I think with how all the situations were happening, it was there was a lot more. It's a show at the end of the day as well, so no one's really gonna dive into that angle, are they? When there's other drama that you can get, which was got. So that's just that.
But yeah, I think a lot of guys are Gigi.
Yeah.
On the show. And I feel like they want to use you for either a certain look or use you because they want to go to somebody else.
Yeah.
And the key word here is overlooked, because what isn't discussed is how are you feeling?
Yeah.
From being in its predicament, from this guy doing this to you. You know, really what's, because it's a show, what's focused on is where that guy's going next.
Yeah.
And what that journey is going to be.
Yeah.
And rather trying to get a reaction out of you as opposed to, you know, really sitting and thinking, how is this making you feel?
Yeah.
And it's not okay.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know,
yeah,
it wasn't really made as apparent to a lot of people. Yes, they saw it, but like nobody really stepped and stopped and thought, you know what, how does Kaz feel? In terms of the larger scale.
If we're being real, really. I think, but yeah, it's a hard one, because I think even like, yeah.
It's just, I feel like you want to say something.
Yeah, no, because it's one of those things where I think when I obviously left the show, where you get told all like the different stuff, and then people were telling me the map backlash, I was genuinely really confused.
I really wanted to get into that.
Which is so weird, because it was such a big thing on the outside, but like honestly, I was very just, and throughout the whole situation, I asked so many different people in the villa for like different advice, and I think what happened was, with everything going on, it's like we did get along, but then I felt like there was a bit of a pullback, and then I was kind of just like, oh, okay, cool, well, you know, I kind of only did this because of the postcard. And I remember feeling really bad for admitting to it when we had the fire pit stuff. But you know, you learn from your mistakes. And then it was, who was it? Like, oh yeah, I spoke to all the girls, asked for opinions, spoke to the guys, and everyone was like, no, you're handling yourself well. And I was thinking, okay, cool, I'm not moving mad. I was thinking like,
I thought for a second you're moving mad.
Did you?
This is the thing, because the way it came across,
yeah,
and it was initially, was that he was waiting on you to make a decision and you weren't. And I was like, I feel sorry for Matthew. You have to be objective. Like, Kaz is my favorite. But if I feel like somebody's in the wrong, they're in the wrong.
Yeah.
And that's how it was perceived to all of us. That, you know, you weren't giving him enough time, or you were kind of like, you know, dragging him on as you were deciding who to go back, who to choose.
Yeah.
And then they showed in an unseen bits on a weekend that it was actually him. In positions that also wasn't interested or wasn't trying to do this most. But it appeared to us that you were in the main predicament. And
got you.
And that's where a lot of this backlash came from, where, you know, where it put you in a bad light for the first time. And, well, actually, Matthew wasn't doing a lot to pursue you, but made it out to be like he was.
Yeah.
And that was what tricked a lot of people. And then I was like, I did a whole video on it. I remember I was like, well, this just came out completely wrong. We were all duped.
It's a weird one, you know. The thing is, he's so lovely, and
I can imagine. Like, I imagine he's a. I don't think he's an evil person.
No, I don't. In any capacity, either. I don't think.
But I just think the way it all played out was very weird.
Yeah, I think the whole situation. To be fair, even just our whole situation was weird anyway. To be fair, it was a weird one. I think for me in that moment, I think I've learned now as well. I don't do. There's multi dating. You see, dating more than one person. See, I'm the person who's in bondage with being like with that one person.
So you're not rotation.
Now let me learn. This is the thing. Do you know, I've done both actually.
Please.
Okay, so I've done the whole long term relationship thing, didn't work out. Did the whole long talking phase, and then get together, a little bit toxic here and there. Yep, got over that. And then I was like, I think after my last relationship, then I did a rotation. But my rotation was purely for fun and fun alone. Also looking, I think in the moment, there were certain things I wasn't really processing. I think it's not, you can get over people, but if they're in front of you and making more effort than the new person you're trying to get to know, it's very hard to just move past that. Because then in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe you did like me. Because I think at the time when I did have just candid conversations with Tyler at that time, and I was like, okay, so you've recoupled, but like, what's your reason, you know? I'm expecting to hear, you know, a better connection, so moving on. And then I wasn't really hearing that, so I was kind of just like,
okay. What do I do?
So there's no real.
I do think that you got it.
I think that's why I was kind of just a bit like, okay, well, there's more effort here. But then, you know, I think it's just that toss up of which I'm just not good with options, okay? I'm not good with options, and I've learned it, and I'm not doing it anymore.
I do think with that Matthew situation, you were given a perspective of, I'm not, I'm going to drag on Matthew, but like Matthew was also in a position where he wasn't as interested from what we saw in further clips, and that wasn't shown. And I do think that you got an unfair edit with that Matthew stuff.
Yeah.
In hindsight, looking back, that should never have taken place.
Yeah.
With that edit that unfortunately we saw of you with that specific situation.
Yeah.
But then also it's weird because, you know, you're post-Castlemore, you saw a postcard of somebody doing something with someone else, you grab someone else, that person comes back with that girl, but then they're not really on that girl as much and they want to come back to you.
So it's kind of
and it's just like, what's going on? Your head's like going back and forth. You don't know who you want a genuine connection for. You've been there for so long. You're fed up. Not like fed up, but like you're just tired.
Oh no, there's fed up.
Yeah.
Fed up's the right word.
Fed up. There was an article saying that you wanted to leave the show.
I did. But that it's because like...
That way that just came into my mind now.
No, because I think, you know, it's dating in itself, is very... It's your emotions. I think because it's a dating show, the main focus is like your feelings and your emotions. And I think because in my head, I was like, I really actually want to meet someone. But I've learned now, if you really want to meet someone, you're not meeting them. You're not. You need to be doing you and then they'll come along, you know? But I think that was my thing. I was like, I really want to meet someone. We've been in lockdown for so long. I'm bored. I want a man now. I want to travel with someone. So that I was like, that was very like, that's just what I want. So I think I was operating off pure emotion. I think I was also like kind of healing from a past relationship.
Right.
I think a lot of us do that in there in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, advice for anyone going in heal.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Heal before you step into those doors because it will catch up with you.
Not heal.
No, heal. Heal. So I think there's a lot of that. And it's just frustration. And then you start to question yourself. And I think there were certain moments where I was kind of like, I just didn't really feel like I was in a space because I was supposed to be there. I kind of felt like I was just filling in diversity quotas and just a little tick box. And it just made me feel a little bit small. And I was just like, oh, I just want to go home, you know, like... I've got holiday coming up. I can be, you know, on holiday with my mates.
Yeah, and with people like that you want to be around.
Yeah, and I think with going in, I never went in there to necessarily, like, change my life. I really liked my life before I went in. So I was kind of like, it's been a great experience, you know. I've been here for ages. So I can go back to where I feel a little bit more, like... I think I miss my comforts, you know, because I didn't have my mom, I didn't have my family, and I'm such a like family orientated person. Like they really mold and shape me. So sometimes I'm a little bit of a babied at home, you know, and I'm kind of one of that. I wanted to be coddled. I was like, I want to be, you know, I feel like safe a little bit.
It can just be quite hollow at times.
Yeah, and I think so. In those moments, but I guess it's one of those things I keep saying: when it's bad, it's bad. When it's good, it's good.
That's the issue. So, like, as like a non-white person, and you're going to show, you're like, am I a diversity quota?
Yeah.
Am I being used for a certain narrative?
Yeah.
Am I just being put here for that? You know, so we look good for a certain reason.
And then
reason
it's like, once you do that, just gonna send me off.
Discard. You know? And then it's like, yeah, you've got therapy and stuff, but still,
yeah.
Like the therapist that you have in Love Island, are they white?
So we have yes, and there's also Dr. Sandra. She was a black woman. I spoke to her the most.
Amazing.
But then because also you can request.
You can request.
And there's also Mandy was lovely. She's a brown girl.
Amazing.
So I spoke to her quite a bit. Yeah, I think you can. I think everyone connects with. Well, there's welfare team, and then there's therapists. I think everyone does end up connecting with either people within the welfare team or the therapist. Like, I think sometimes, like, I'm not the only person who would like requested specific people. I think you can get.
I would 110%.
Or you can just be like, yeah, I'm happy to speak to anyone. You know, it just depends on how you feel in that moment. But they are there 24/7, and that's one thing I will say. They were really good with that.
I think they've upped it a lot.
Yeah, I know they have. Because even when we came out, like, there was just sessions. Yeah.
Damn.
So, there's always someone to speak to. You know, sometimes you're sitting there unprovoked and you need it, you know? So, I think from that front, it's really good.
Yeah, like a relief.
I can't really fault
it. You want to get out of this tense situation and speak to somebody.
Yeah.
So, it helps you in that moment of time.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you just want your mom. I just want my mom.
She came in.
With I know. That's oh the thing. God. I do.
Your family, your sister. She's so cute, your sister. Like, she's always there with you. Just I like taking little stories. I feel like she's so cute.
She's literally one of my best friends.
Yes. And so clearly you have a great relationship with your family. That's amazing to see.
Yeah.
Family's everything. So when they came in and stuff like that, like, it just must have been, whoa.
I think, honestly, like, when they came in, it sounds really mad, but I was literally ready to walk out with them. I was more than prepared. Like, if they had told me, because obviously, I think, was it the finalists? Well, because of the how everything
just
happened.
Just before the final,
But it was one of them things where I can't lie. Like, I think in that moment, I was literally ready, like, okay, right, Love Island accomplished it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Together. Let's get a drink.
Are you holding your mom's hands? As in you're leaving now with them.
Because I think at that I think in that moment, I was like, at that moment, I felt like I'd found what I wanted. Because see, I was still with her. I was really happy. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. Like, screw it.
Like, you just
we can just go. Yeah.
Two words. Hurricane Faye.
Oh, my Faye-licious. Yeah.
How, like, what were your... Because I think there was a little video of Vane shouting at Teddy, whatever, and you were sitting there, I think, with Millie, and you guys were just watching it. And it was just
Because we were eating,
yeah, you
were
in the kitchen, and you went down the counter.
We were hungry, yeah.
Was it you went down the counter? Like, that was...
Do you know what?
Guys, that was so funny, because you really could have just walked around, but I said you just went down. Like,
it wasn't even... Do you know what? The thing is, it's really...
That was crazy.
It's hard, because it's like, I don't really like... I'm not really a like an inner person, like when someone's just inner,
like you're just not, like, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah,
you're like, you want to really be like there that. In the moment. Yeah,
I'm not really like that, but I think also one, it was so late, it'd been such a long night. That night was long, because I was off
that,
like,
movie night.
That was a very long night. There was a lot of conversations. I think we went into the kitchen to eat because we were so hungry, and then obviously, like, they were arguing it. Faye did say, like, I'm not in a space to have a conversation, you know? But then, obviously, Teddy wanted to have the conversation, which is like, have your conversation. Like, in the moment, I don't know. Everyone's very different.
No, I said this to Toby last week as well. Like, once somebody says, like, oh, I don't want to speak to you right now.
Yeah.
I'm heated. Don't try to egg them on.
Yeah.
It doesn't justify what she said, but
yeah,
it does make sense. Like, she's saying, like, you know, like, leave me alone.
Yeah. So I think there was that. And then... On the other hand, it's like different people had spoken to, like, Faye, like, you know, calm her down, and also spoken to, like, Teddy, and just, like, gotten him. Everyone's very different when it comes to, like, really. I'm not going to walk up to your boyfriend or this and, like, get in between it. It's just not really my style. So I was just kind of like, this is a lot. But then I asked her what upset her, and she explained, and I was like, I understood why she was upset, you know? So I was like, I understand why you're upset. And I understood why she was upset. And I remember, I think I'd said to people, I was like, I think people are looking at the reaction more than the reason.
Right.
That was my perspective.
Because the reaction was like on her.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's focusing on the reaction, but not the reason. We need to get to a point where everyone's focusing on the reason.
Right.
That was just my POV. But yeah.
No, it was a lot. Yeah, that's why I just asked Islanders who were obviously around that situation, because was it going on? I mean, hopefully I'll speak to her, because I do want to speak to Faye about 110%. Because one thing that Faye has said and Toby said, like, and I'll say it on my chest, like, I did not like Faye on the show. Like, I personally didn't like the way that she was. I liked it at the beginning, 110%, but the way that happened and whatever. But that's just, like, I would say that to her if she was sitting here.
Yeah.
Whereas she has expressed, and Toby has expressed, that, you know, they've been on the shows. Previous Islanders, you know, have talked so much smack about them online whilst they were on the show. Then when they see them at
talked
events,
about Faye and Toby.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, they both expressed that, you know, well, we have these Islanders, ex-Islanders from our season or previous seasons that don't like us on the show.
Yeah.
But then when I see them at events, they said, oh my God, we loved you on the show. We loved that and we loved it. I think that was a great point that Faye initially made because that would just piss me. Like if I saw Faye, I'd be like, nice to see you, but I don't like you on the show. Like I'm not going to have fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I've had a lot of that.
That must be annoying.
Do you know what? Sometimes you don't even know until after. There's been like...
That's when it's worse.
Yeah. You have no idea. Like you've called, you know, you've had either a meet up here or a meet up there, which you either planned with like certain people and then other people get invited. You don't know until you arrive. Because you know, sometimes people bring like their friends. Oh, by the way, my friend's coming. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Different situations. Then everyone's just vibing. You're cool. And I think when I first came out, I didn't go out of my way to find out what people said and all those kinds of things.
Right.
And I think it wasn't one of those things that my friends and family were immediately telling me because I think they were just so worried about just me dealing with more of the race stuff initially. So they weren't telling me like this specific person, that specific person. I didn't really know. So I was kind of just like vibing, you know, pure vibes. And then when you when you learn after, you're like, hang on, I was just with them like 2 hours ago.
Oh, and they were like going in on you before.
Yeah, and then you sit there and you're like, okay. But I think it's a weird one because it's like it's not even just like just ex-Islanders or like people on your season. I think it's just anyone. But then I think it's worse for the people on your season. I think those ones are worse.
Yeah, because they're with
because
you.
Because it's like, Hans, I'm not being funny. Like, you actually know me.
Yeah.
Whereas others, it's like, okay.
They're just viewers.
Yeah, I think viewers who were able to follow storylines and lash out frustration based purely off the storyline but not necessarily attach it to... characters, I'm like, fair enough. You know, you looked at the narrative, you did that. But I think when people go and create their own stories and then it becomes them just attacking you and bashing you unprovoked, that's when I'm like, you did too much. And those of you who are like, I don't business. I really
we start mumbling like this.
Yeah, I just really just mind mine. I mind mine.
No, I can imagine, especially mine. People on your season.
Yeah,
that's, you know, it's just like a lot of like, just say it with your chest.
Yeah,
say it with your chest.
I'm like,
why are people so afraid of people? I don't understand.
It's true. I think, do you know, I think some people just aren't confrontational.
True.
You know, I don't go out of my way to create it. However, I will always stand up for myself, so I can be confrontational if I need to be.
If you need to be,
yeah,
100%. I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
You don't need to be in a room and start, you know, be on 100. But don't start on one, be none.
Exactly.
And like, if you want to put me in a position where you're disrespecting me, I will.
Then
now.
I will. Like, I
and then
it
will appear that I'm confrontational, but I'm not. But I'm just letting you know.
Literally.
Okay, I'm the same.
Literally exactly.
I'm the same.
I am.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Some
exactly
just
the same.
Don't get that.
They think that you're just on time.
No.
No.
Imagine living your life on smoke.
Are you dumb? Shall I call 999? The ambulance? Like, are you stupid?
It's exhausting. Yeah. So I think like it's that. Like I always like stand up for myself and all that kind of stuff. But I think like sometimes I'm very big on demoting people. Like,
what do you mean by demoting?
Demoting. I used to be very much like, right, cut it. Anyone. Oh, you said what? Cut. Yep. Sometimes I wouldn't even ask people what they said. I just heard.
As in scissors.
Scissors. Like, you were cut off. That
W.H. Smith scissors.
Is
just
gone.
Yeah.
Maybe even Poundland.
I'm dead.
Gone. It's gone. I heard one thing, you're gone.
Yeah, you take it personal. You found it annoying.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
So I used to be like that. And then I was like, you know what? You can't live life cutting everybody off. Like, sometimes.
You're on your own, right?
Yeah.
Just on the island.
You can't.
I'm Where's
like,
everyone?
Exactly. And it's like, sometimes it's like, it wasn't actually necessarily a cut-off. So I think I learned how to put, you know, just change the dynamic, which means demoting people.
Yeah.
So we may have been BFFs before, but now it's like, oh, you did that one, two thing, but you're still a good person. I trust you in this aspect, just not there. You're now demoted. Acquaintance.
Acquaintance, yeah.
So I think I'm very big on demoting.
I think it's
so
nice to have
many
acquaintances and just small close friends.
Yeah, I'm like that. I think even from coming out, I'm like, there was a lot of different things that was happening. I think there was so much happening. A lot of people bust case and, you know, we're cool now. But loads of people shaded me when I came out. Loads of people.
Like who?
Loads of them were shading me. Some more straight than others, but it is what it is.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
It really is what it is. We keep it moving. We've kept it pushing. I've kept it pushing, kept it moving. I don't hold like grudges and stuff. So it's just like I said, demote.
I thought the diversity on your season wasn't that great at all.
Wasn't great or was?
Wasn't. I don't think it was at all. Every other minute, it was just another blonde girl coming in. And like, cool, like what it is, what it is. If you're good for the show, you're good for the show.
Yeah.
But like, I just didn't see it as opposed to like season five.
Yeah.
With like Amber and stuff. There was a lot of diversity on that. I just didn't see that much this season. So hopefully they improve that.
Yeah. I think they just need more. I think everyone and we, I think we just had really, everyone was really like, I think a lot of people were like wanting Cupid to just hit the arrow at the right person, you know? There was a lot of that.
And then you become dependent on that.
Yeah, so right. No one was really open. I think there could have been more open-minded people, for sure, when it came to, like, dating.
Toby said the same thing.
People were very rigid. Yeah, so there's that. And I also think that a lot of people weren't confrontational anyway, so if things bothered them, wouldn't necessarily have voiced it.
The voting situation...
The what?
There was a. I think you guys had to vote for the least compatible couples.
Oh, that night. Yeah, I remember that night.
I think it's bullshit. Let me finish speaking, Aaron.
First of all, don't tell me it's bullshit. Don't tell me it's a cop out. Don't tell me it's an excuse, because neither of those two things.
It is.
I'm explaining to you now. Don't ask me a question if you're not ready for my answer.
It is, though.
Let's just start there. I'm going to park you there so I can finish my sentence. Then you can decide what to say to me.
I was thinking, why is this happening 2 weeks before the end of the finale? Why didn't this happen at the beginning of the show? Like, the way everyone's popping off right now. And yeah. Initially, it was... Faye and Jake are hilarious to me because Faye just reminds me of like an old sister and Jake's young brother, and every time Jake just gets pissed off that she's just screaming down his neck, I find it so funny.
Yeah.
But then when, you know, Teddy was obviously asking you and I believe Tyler initially first about the voting situation and whatever, and then Tyler tried to make like, you know, was it Teddy who tried to make a little remark or, you know, to you two, and maybe you guys remember, it was ages ago.
Yeah.
You were sitting on the couch.
No, I remember arguing with everyone.
Yeah, and then after that, it was you and Aaron had a situation because you guys initially tried to discuss it, and then like I've noticed that whenever you get when you do get heated for some reason, I don't know why, I hear like a South African accent.
If I was saying something different, man, over here, then you could come at me like that. But I said the same thing over there.
Have you been told this before?
I'm Zambian, so that's okay. The Southern African in me.
Yeah.
Like, you've actually pissed me off.
Yeah. Okay, so it definitely, like, kind of just... I'm just thinking, the way you... after you had the conversation and everything was clear-cut and you spoke about stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're just talking with your mates.
Yeah.
You know, rehashing what's happened. The way you stood up when he tried to say something, I was laughing. I think I'm gonna drag this man, because this man was doing too much too fast. Now, I don't think he's an evil bad person.
Yeah.
But I do think that he was doing way too much.
Yeah. Mad.
Bro, why have you got so much to say there? But when it's down there, you can't say nothing.
I spoke to you over there, Aaron.
Bro, just leave it then.
I spoke to you. Like, are you all right?
That situation was like, why are you coming so fast? Slow your car down and get out.
Why are you coming fast?
Yeah, why are you coming so fast?
Do you know what? I think on that, oh gosh, that night, my thing is, right, I had no problem like explaining, because obviously people were like, oh, who voted me? Why? People, well, I think everyone just wanted to know why.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, I'm like, there's no point. But if you want to know why, that's fine. I never ever shied away. I gave people my exact reasons and I explained to them, like, literally, this is my reason. And it's basically, I basically was saying, like, this is why we voted, because it was two of us who did it. But this is, this was why. Clear cut explanation. You're either going to take it or you're not. And that's just, but it's, this is why I didn't.
Fire alarm.
Oh.
Yeah. Which Wednesday?
What is this like?
Wednesday, 2 o'clock. As soon as you said 2 o'clock, I looked over there.
Not the fire alarm, cuz.
Jeez, what am I doing to this building? Why'd you stop? Why did it stop?
As soon as he said that. Do you want me to stop the camera? You can just keep it going, to be honest with you. It's just like a... It's not a real fire alarm, though, right?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm trying to run out here like that right now. Huh?
I forgot your Wednesday. Are you coming?
Yeah.
That fire alarm just basically says, somebody call 911. Cass's fire is burning this whole building.
Can you sing?
Not really.
That's all.
I can hold a note, but I can't really sing.
Not hold a note. As in, what note can you hold?
I can hold a note. Give me a song.
Yes.
I can hold a note.
Okay, so what can you sing? Say my name. Say my name.
When no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Ooh!
A little bit, but I'm not
I can't
a singer.
Sing, so let me not try. I tried to just, you know.
Yeah. You can do karaoke, you know, but I'm not like a singer. Like, I'm not about to give Billie Eilish a run for her money. Do you know what I mean?
Billie Eilish.
I love her. I'm obsessed.
Actually, really?
You don't like her? Mm. Oh, I'm judging you heavy.
I don't. I don't dislike her. I just listen to her music.
Oh,
I don't know why. I just don't. Is that who you're listening to right now?
Yeah, she's definitely in my like top three.
Is it?
Yeah, she was my probably. She was in my Spotify. What's the Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
Back to you and the Hot Yes. Ryan situation.
Yes. Oh yeah. So
I just felt like I know on. You're gonna speak, but let me just say, I don't know what, as a viewer,
yeah,
I was like, as a grown man, what are you doing? That's just the way I saw it. Like, speak to Tyler.
Yeah.
And do your energy with that.
Yeah.
That was a part where I was a bit like...
Yeah. I feel like the thing is, it's looking back at that situation, I'm like, it's just literally just all like so funny that you...
Yeah, because
happened.
It's... Yeah.
It was so... In my opinion, it was just also unnecessary. But then also, I don't want to take away from people's annoyance because, you know, you're valid in feeling like hurt. Because I know like Faye, we had a conversation because she was like, I felt hurt as my friend and I just gave my reasons. I was like... These were my reasons because you'd said you guys aren't compatible and, you know, the being from different places and the wellies.
So you guys had a conversation together. But
yeah, we'd had a
that's
conversation.
That's good. How long she didn't pop off on you?
Who? No, only on the...
The lads.
In the, and the, and no, we spoke, but not like... Me and Faye didn't argue. She just explained that she was hurt. Her frustration was from her being hurt. She was hurt. You know what I mean? And we spoke about it and we're fine now. And obviously I do... And I kept saying, I was like, it's not that I don't... like you guys together. I was purely just going off. And also
what you're seeing,
it was two of us voting, so we had to be we had different reasons, so it was all of that. So there was that, but you know, adore the two of them and that's fine. And then with Aaron and Mary, I gave my reasons, Ty said his reasons, and then there's just Aaron just wasn't. My thing was, it was like, there's a way to speak to people, right, in my opinion. And that just wasn't it. And I'm very much like, you're not going to speak to me like that. Like, that was my thing. I think my thing was just like, okay, watch your tone and just say what you need to say, but like, say what you need to say.
Yeah.
And then it was just rudeness. Like, it was just really just unnecessary, in my opinion. It could have been just, didn't need to go that deep and that bad. But if he was just, I don't even want to say misplaced anger because that's his truth, you know? But I just feel like I didn't need to be spoken to like that. And I think I'm very much like, if someone's speaking to me a certain way, I will say, don't talk to me like that. Speak to me properly. And I will speak.
That's the thing, because when you speak to someone like that, it just takes you somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now you don't piss me off.
But like, I was fine when we had like the conversation.
Sit down conversation.
When I moved, and I can't remember who I was telling what.
You were with Millie.
Millie. And then... He was like, would you something like what? And that's when I was like, hang on. Because I think my thing was, everything we spoke over there and I said everything then. I'm saying the same things here. I didn't come here to add, like, I haven't brought a ball of fruit and started adding all these extra ingredients. I'm not making the story sound fancy. Kirby, I'm telling the exact same thing I said. So, you know, It just is what it is. Like, yeah, it's just one of those things. But I do think, why are you stepping to me? I was just kind of like, at the end of the day, like, you're speaking to me, so I'm going to stand up for myself. But then it's like, yeah, whatever.
That was the only weird thing for me, is that the fact that he's coming to you directly with that energy. And
yeah.
I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
That's not right at all.
I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. Like, it was just very weird. The reunion was...
I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm one of the people, yeah. Like, my face just doesn't hide things.
Your face is showing everything. Not you doing left, right with your eyeballs.
It sounds really bad, but I think that's one of the things that I've genuinely, like, erased from my memory. It's probably one of the only parts of my experience that I've really just like
that was shambles.
Honestly, like, erased.
That
like
was shambles.
There's a lot of things that I've probably like experienced the whole time, and that's one of them that I just don't really
it
rate.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I just didn't rate it.
Like, I as a viewer, I thought it was pathetic. I just thought that it just wasn't. people weren't tapped into properly. I just feel like, you know, everybody's sitting there on these weird chairs, like we're at some cafe. I don't know. It looked very weird.
Yeah.
And you guys went on the stage as finale.
Yeah.
And I thought that was even more weird. Yeah. I think you addressed it in a video. You spoke about it, or you went off.
Yeah,
asked
like
to,
afterwards.
On a subtle manner. And I was just like, well.
You know what? Looking back.
The reunion was in September. No? October?
I don't actually remember. It sounds
Well, you
really
erased
bad,
that memory, so you probably don't know it.
I honestly, when I say it, I erased that, it was, no, it's September because it was before Lib's birthday.
Okay.
It was before Lib's birthday.
I was meant to go to that.
Why didn't you come?
I don't know. Liberty's parents invited
at
that point.
It was so fun.
I wasn't able to come last minute.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, it was before her birthday. Yeah. Yeah. God. Yeah, that night.
Not the sound man laughing.
No, okay,
the sound engineer man is laughing. No, I'm dead. That is so funny.
Do you know? Okay. I think what it is with that is when we came, I remember coming out and just being like, by the time I'd left, I was like, okay, I was just ready to go home. And then obviously we had like the finale. And that night in itself was just very icy.
Hmm.
Because the crowd was just, I'm pretty sure we walked out and they just went, like, no one cheered. It was just very, but we already knew the public didn't like us at that point when we came out. Because that was our perception.
When you guys came forth.
Not when we came forth. Hon, I didn't even think I was going to be in that final. I don't know why I was there. If I'm being honest. If I'm being like 100%.
That's so stupid, man.
If I'm being 100% like honest and stuff, consider like based off how like like don't get me wrong, things in the villa like they were hard, they were stressful, but I was living my best life at the same time. I was enjoying myself. I was in the sun.
And that was very apparent.
And yeah, so I just was very much like I'd been ready to go home for so long. So I was kind of just like, oh, I'm surprised I'm even smiling because every fire pit I was always on edge. I never knew what my life was going to be. So it was kind of just like, yeah, whatever. And then when we had the like with every like all the voting stuff, it was always in the bottom. So I was just kind of just like,
you know, this was gonna happen.
I like it's been fun, but I've met who I'm gonna be with. That's at the time was in my mind, and so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be vibing. And then we ended up in the final, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, cool. I guess we're here. I didn't think I was gonna be there. So I was kind of just there for the vibe. So I think even when we walked out and no one cheered, it was kind of just like, oh, right, it's icy, but it's fine.
When you and came out, it was the crowd wasn't cheering as much.
No, they didn't cheer.
Really?
Mm-mm. It was just like, it was just kind of like, do you know what? There's things in life. You know how people say, I'll never forget. I won't remember what you said, but I remember how you made me feel.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'll never forget how we, like, what? Well, I can't speak for, obviously, Tali can speak for that, but I remember how I felt in that moment. It was literally just like, ooh. But it was kind of like, well, let's just get this night over with.
That's,
you know,
so
there's
weird.
People. It was the
I
first
did not
time
know
seeing
that.
People.
Wow.
But aside from that, it didn't bother me too much because I loved my dress and I was just happy and I was with my friends. So for me, I was literally, so even when they said my name fourth, I was literally just like, okay.
Were they booing?
No, I think they cheered then. It was okay. When we walked out, because all the couples like come out and they say your names and stuff like that.
Okay, good.
So we already had a perception of what outside was going to be like. So even like with going to like the reunion and stuff, it was kind of just like, it's like a bit of a weird one. It was a bit of a weird one. Like, we weren't even going to be going on that night. Like, quite a few of us got told we might not be able to go. And it was just this whole situation, which was just such BS, in my opinion. But whatever. And then they were like, yeah, actually, you're coming. So I walked.
What do you mean by, like you were told that you that this is how it's going to be?
Yeah.
And you felt like people were just chatting crap?
No. So, like, a few of us weren't going to go to the reunion because we weren't going to attend because of like COVID and being around people with COVID, but then it's like the dates and stuff, like we all tested fine. And so then they were like, oh, no, actually, you can actually come and all that stuff. So it was kind of just like, it was very rushed. So we was like, I was supposed to be in hair and makeup at 2, but I didn't actually get there until I think half an hour before we went live. So I literally walked on set with like my heels. One of the producers was holding my heels, I was putting my earrings on, walking onto like the countdown set. It was all a mess. Oh well, as TV goes. So yeah, it was just a weird atmosphere. It's very odd, very strange.
Very apparent.
But we didn't really pick up on things until like the next day, really.
What do you mean?
Like we didn't realize the stuff like the sofa, like not being asked up to the couch. We didn't pick up on that until afterwards when we were like, oh, actually, yeah, things were a bit different and stuff like that. And then, yeah.
Amazing.
But I got told, you're going to be at your table. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay at my table. And then they tried to tell me to get off my table. I said no. I got told I was staying on my table. And they wouldn't tell me what it was for. And then I got walked out. Then I went round the back, which I wasn't meant to do. And then I was like, what am I going up for? They're like, as Toby's ex. I said, no, we're not doing that. Because obviously before I got briefed to come in, my brief was not that. So I was literally like, I'm just going to stay at my table. But I think it's just a lot of miscommunication between different departments over there as well. Do you know what I mean?
Why are you coming on as Toby's ex? Are you dumb?
I know.
And you're a big finalist.
Like, they shouldn't ask you to do that. And then others were like, you're meant to go here. And then it was just like, no, no, no. So I think people were confused anyway.
Big finalists.
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole conversation. Mm-hmm. And I know so many people have asked you about this in every interview done about the wearing bonnets.
Oh, yeah. My bonnet. The bonnet brigade.
The bonnet, not the bonnet brigade. Like, a lot of people were speaking about this online. Like, I saw all these conversations.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea that this was happening?
No.
And then when you came out, you were like,
Was in so much. I think when I came out, I was just in shock. I think I was a little bit disappointed.
Okay.
With how some conversations had gone. Because I just, in my head, was like, are we going to act like we don't wear bonnets to bed?
Right. This is what I did.
Me directing the black community, obviously.
Right.
But in the same breath, not everyone wears a bonnet. Some people prefer to wear a headscarf. Some people prefer to have nothing. Everyone's very different. I think the choice is very individual, and that's fine. But I think it's like the discord around that, like, let people have that choice. And I think some people didn't even know what it was, you know, but I didn't really
some
think
people calling it a chef's hat.
Yeah, I heard about that. Kaz's chef hat. I'm like, blimey, I should start
not the girl cooking in bed.
I should start no honestly I should literally start like a
bonnet line. You should start a bonnet line.
Nighttime, yeah. What do you call it?
That's what I'm saying. School. Not cooking school in bed. But that's what
midnight
I'm saying.
Snacks.
In the beginning of this podcast, I said confidence.
Yeah.
And that's another example. And I feel like you've also inspired a lot of, you know, young black girls to be like, yeah, I'm watching this show, main primetime show. I'm seeing a girl.
Yeah.
Chilling, wearing bonnets. I can do it too in any position. I'm comfortable in this, because some people may not feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Around, you know, and I think that has helped a lot of people.
Honestly.
I've also seen a lot of people wearing it now.
Or maybe now you're aware.
Exactly.
Or maybe
in any
it
way.
Happened before,
yeah,
you didn't register it.
No, like, I've had friends that would wear it, or even like in a house or whatever. But just, I think I've just seen it now more, even on socials.
Yeah.
People are just more like, well, we're going to, because they're seeing somebody on a big show in the UK doing it. It just transcends platforms.
Literally.
That's something where your confidence was just.
Thank you. It wasn't ever like my intention to, like, I didn't say I'm going to wear my bonnet and go on TV and tell everyone you can do it. It wasn't that. It was just like, Hans, like, it's either that or my ruined wigs, because I went on with wigs. I didn't go on with my natural hair, because who is doing those water challenges with the natural? Not me. Someone else might be able to do it and have the time for the hair wash, but I didn't. So my hair stayed in cane rows, and my cane rows needed to stay as flat as possible, which meant I had to have a bonnet on my head, because I was not sleeping in a wig. I did it on the first night, and I regretted it so badly.
Right.
So badly. And I felt like on that first night, I went to bed with just my wig on. And obviously, I woke up the next morning, and I remember saying to myself, like, if I start going to bed with my wig on, let's say, like, if I'm here for, like, a week or two, and then I'm like, ooh, my wig's starting to look rough, I need to switch it out to my bonnet, everyone's going to be like, so what's that? And then I'm now going to think, is this awkward? Because then I thought, maybe I'm going to become awkward, and then my head's going to look bad the whole time. So I was like, no. Day two, I said, right, so this is the bonnet, guys. And this is what we're just going to do. But I didn't really think of, like, what the conversation would be really around the outside. Because also it's like, we'll walk to bed. And then in the morning, the only thing, obviously, is as soon as you wake up in the morning, you go straight to have, like, the chats in the roof terrace. So there's not that getting ready time before you chat. So probably, I think that's probably why people saw it a lot more. Because if, let's say, when we were walking to the terrace, I'd taken it off and then laid my wig quickly. But then it was like, there was no point in doing that, because then we'd then shower afterwards. It was just long. It was long. I did what was felt the most convenient for me.
And
I wasn't uncomfortable doing it. Yeah. It's just like everyone else. But then I guess the conversation from different people I've spoken to is all around dating. And going to bed with a bonnet on and stuff.
Yeah, all of this I saw online.
Like,
I mean, it's not a conversation for me, so I didn't say one word. I was agreeing with myself. I think there's no need for me to put my input. But I just thought it was very interesting. Some people are like, you know, I wouldn't wear that to bed. Somebody got a man, whatever. I feel like some of it is projection as well.
From what you do.
Everything's, I guess, subjective to an extent. But
yeah.
I do think what you're doing transcends platforms and has helped people more than the negativity that might have come from it or the critique.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, I did want to talk about Twitter trolls. Twitter in general.
Yeah.
Like, it is a lot to deal with post the show.
Yeah.
I don't know how... Are you onto it now? You've left it.
Nah. Do you know what?
That's stay off it.
It's not even just that. Twitter's never been my app. Purely for the fact that I'm just like... I always used to say... All my friends say they're like, Twitter's not for the faint-hearted. I am faint-hearted. I am the weak-hearted. I am the soft-hearted that Twitter is not for. But that is me.
No, I hate
it. I cannot. I'm too sensitive for that. But I think when I came out, I was like, oh, you know, let me try. Everyone's so nice. And they are lovely. Like, I think everyone on Twitter is lovely. But I think, you know, when it's time for you to have your moment, you will have your moment too. But for me, it was just too much. And I was literally like, you know what? I just don't need this. So I'm just going to go. And that's just what it was for me. It was a true joke.
It's like, a lot to deal with. Like trolls, the whole thing. Now, I think as the years progress with the show, from season 5 onwards especially, coming out the show, do you think that everything just feels like a rat race?
Oh, like you have to perform, get everything.
And get everything and look like you're just doing everything. And if you feel like you're not, it gets to you and you feel down. And
I think it's different things. I think it depends on why you went on the show.
Right.
I think if you went on the show because you were like, this is a way out, because it can be a way out, 100%, I'm never going to knock that. As much as I was saying, like, I did go on wanting, because I was like, I'm probably not going to be there 2 weeks. I knew the reality is I may be there on there 10 days or whatever. I had, at the time, 60,000 followers. So for me, I was like, even if this grows to 80 or 100, I'm good because I can still, I'm doing my content, I'm still doing me, but I'm also just going to carry on living how I was living before. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be with more followers. Do you know what I mean? But I think if the goal is genuinely to be like, I want to work with like this specific brand, or I want to get this much of an audience so I can convert that audience into then my business, whatever business plan you have. It can get, because it's doable, but I think it can also, it might not work out that way. And I think if it doesn't work out that way, you then have that extra pressure. And also, like, if you're doing like taking the audience to then invest in different business, they're here for your dating life. The ones you've picked up, the majority of them. So you're going to lose more and more as it gets down to what them caring about you personally. It just depends. And also, it's just one of those things where it's like, there is a lot of pressure to, you have a timeline, because the new season is coming out, like, when is it coming out? In like a few
in
months
June.
Now. Yeah.
No, as in April, months. May. Like,
what month are we in now?
It's end of March.
May. These are some producers right now. They're doing the producers right now.
As in 2 months and a half, Love Island is back.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, on to the next. And that's just how it goes.
Yeah. So recyclable to an extent.
And I think in this industry, everyone's disposable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't come to the reality of that.
Nope.
So, yeah.
You got to have something maybe to keep you for a while going.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult.
Yeah. I think you can only perform for so long. It just depends what you want.
Because you were doing this before.
Yeah.
And then I realized you were following me prior to
So I knew of you because my ex used to watch you reviewing the last seasons of Love Island. My ex, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ew, why are we shouting him out? But yeah. Not Tyler. Or before they come and tell me that I said ill to him. Not Tyler, okay? I have other exes. No, because on TikTok, yeah, they really think I only have like one ex.
That video you did about regret or something like that. And people thought it was Matthew.
The thing is, in that moment, like, I was with one of my mates who were literally just like, I was at hers. I was like, yeah, this is funny. I promise you, yeah, even in my mind, I didn't. I was like, oh, we thought Tyler. I didn't think Matt. I didn't think. And then as I see comments, I said, right, filter words. Boom. Don't comment their names on my TikTok. They're lovely boys. I wish them well. That's it.
You had it first.
Honestly, don't. I'm literally just like,
do not.
You can't. Like,
that's the thing. Like, even a rat race is one thing, but also it's like, you're not in this relationship box, whether it's there or not. You're constantly associated, or these names are flying around.
Yeah.
It's just like, leave me alone.
Yeah, it's like, it's there. It's cool. Like, it's cool. I think now it's fine. But yeah, you just have to. I think you can use the time you have when you've come out. I think one thing I didn't do was that, because for me, there was so much going on mentally that I honestly physically couldn't even like really do what I wanted to do, because I just wasn't in that space to create. And I think if you're creative and you want to invest in your craft and you're not really in that right space, it translates. And I think that's what happened for me. And it's a big shame, because I do look and I'm like 100% lost out on gaining certain, what's the word? getting my following to certain points, because there's certain strategies you can follow. You know, you can follow the narratives and you can create the clickbait. So you can do that. And right. You know, if you're going on the show, guys, do it. You know, do it. I didn't do it, but you should do it. Yeah. But I also think it doesn't make me sit here and think, oh, because I didn't do that, my career's dead or it's over.
That's
for me.
The thing. That's...
And the reason I don't think that is because I have enough confidence in my skill set to know that I'm still going to be okay.
Yes, you are, baby. Show, you yes.
Know what I mean? So I think 100%. You need to have that
confidence
and you need to have that self-belief. And I guess also work ethic, you know? So yeah. That's just what I think.
You grew up in Essex?
Yeah. No, I grew up in Zambia. So born in Zambia.
Wow.
Then I
Amazing.
Moved to Essex.
And what time? What age did you move to Essex?
I moved at like 14.
Wow. Yeah. So that's actually a pretty interesting age to move from a country to Essex.
I
presume a predominantly white area you moved to
Essex
as well.
Yeah.
Was that...
The change. Do you know what the thing is? So I grew up in Zambia, but even in Zambia itself, I moved a lot. Like I moved because my dad's job. So I was constantly moving. Okay. So I feel like I'm always being forced into new, having to adapt. That's all my life is adapt and survive every single time.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, vibes along the way. Yeah. That's literally what it is.
Adapt.
So I think
like, you know, you switch or like the way you speak and everything. I think we're just used to doing
It's just like go. So I think even like the school I went to in Zambia was a British school. So we followed the British syllabus. So when I moved across, it wasn't weird school-wise
because
the syllabus was the same. Obviously, it was predominantly white. So I remember being like, there's no black people here. You know, where are they? Like, but then in the same breath, it didn't necessarily, like, it didn't bother me. It didn't, like, bother me. But it was very different. It was just a shift. Do you know what I mean? So it was just a
shift. That's
so weird. But it wasn't like an issue. It was just
it's
very,
funny to
like,
me when like
different.
I know brown or black people that say that they went to schools or institutions or anywhere that is predominantly white, because my institution was predominantly black.
Yeah,
it was 97% black.
Yeah,
it was literally just a small group of white boys.
That's
very
insane.
Small group of brown boys. Everyone was either Nigerian or Ghanaian.
Yeah,
or you know, from the Caribbean. It
yeah,
was so interesting.
It's nuts. So I think because the first 14 years of my life I was around predominantly black people and then moved across. So it's
that
like,
shift.
It's like a weird shift, but then it wasn't like. It wasn't like negative. I wasn't like, what's going on? It wasn't like that. It was just like, oh, this is like life can be different for different people. And then I went to uni and I was like, oh my goodness. There was just, and I was in Birmingham and I was like, wow, it was so different.
Birmingham must have been insanely different.
It was
to Essex.
Crazy. Like, but I loved it. And I think just, I've just learned about different people's cultures all my life anyway. So if I've always just kind of just been like, yeah, just, it's cool.
Would you do the show again?
You know what? I would probably not go on there for love. I would go on there and secure my bag. And
I feel like you secured your bag.
No, I did secure my bag. I'm 100%. Good. But I feel like I would have had a different... I'm joking. I would have done exactly the same thing. I would have done it the same way. I think,
you go to the gym?
No, I don't.
Because I feel like you have biceps.
Everyone says that. They're like, your arms are so tight. Like, I used to swim when I was young and it's
that's what it is.
Me.
But I feel like you just have... don't sit like this. Like, you're about to just...
Imagine me in a fight. I'd lose. No, I'd do it again. But yeah, I'd do it again. I think I would just do exactly the same thing.
How long do we have? 4 minutes. Oh my days. Jesus, time has flown. I was thinking we had like 20 minutes left.
Time goes by quickly days. When you're having a good time.
Yes, we have, guys.
Time
Kaz,
goes
can
like
we?
Quickly when you're having
yes,
fun.
Yes, we can, baby. Kaz, can we? Yes, we can, baby. Who have been screaming that? I know you're probably thinking, when is this boy going to shut his stupid mouth?
No, I like it. I think it's cool because I've never had like I've never done any. I just Kaz. What's your name? Kaz. Kazana.
Kazana is your full name.
Yeah.
I love Kazana. That name though. I love Kazana.
Yeah.
But it's spelled with an N.
With an N. So the N is silent.
N is silent.
Before going on, they were like, what are you going to go by? And I was like, oh, let's just do Kaz because my Instagram's Kaz, can we? If not, I would have actually changed my Instagram to Kazana Cameron, been Kazana. Because then, who's Kazana? You know, me! But
so if I say Kaz, can we?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Kaz, can we?
Yes, we can,
baby! Oh my days. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. An hour and a half has flown by.
I know, because I'm just such great company. Like,
110%.
I say this all the time.
Time has flown. Thank you for gracing me with your presence.
Yeah.
But you are a Love Island legend to me.
Oh,
You're gorgeous.
Cheers.
I feel like you had a great time on the show. I feel like you respected yourself from day one.
Yeah.
Up until the last day that you left that show.
Yeah.
And the finale, I think even post that, you've dealt with everything very gracefully.
Thank you.
And I think that you're, you know, just... You did extremely well.
Thank you so much.
Like, you should be very proud of yourself.
Cheers.
Your collection of clothes, that was really collecting. That was actually mad. That was beautiful. Before we wrap this up.
Yes.
What is next for you?
Okay, so, just different stuff. I don't even know. I never know how
Again,
to answer this question.
Again, rat race.
I never you know how to answer this question.
So you have to list five big things.
Yeah, like, I always, enough. No, but me being honest, I'm like, I never really know what to say. I'm like, do I go with this? I want to bring my own brand out because I think it's just important to have stuff like it's just for you and that's just for you. So it's that.
Well, we'll support you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
On my
channel.
We all support you on my channel.
No, I genuinely like appreciate it. I appreciate it, you guys. People like DM me, be like, you need to go talk to Murad.
Oh, my days. When I had Brett on, I was like, Kaz. I was thinking, okay, if this is what you want, then I'm trying to get.
Watch, I'll be here and then you all go quiet.
I'm dead. I'm screaming.
Which camera looks directly at the audience?
Your one there.
If you guys go quiet on me being here, yeah? Actually, I'm not even going to do anything. I'll just be really offended.
No, you're on a biceps.
Honestly.
No, you do have good biceps, though.
Yeah, do you know what?
Like till now.
Yeah, no, so basically, I used to swim really well. And I used to swim competitively, but then I had to stop.
Okay.
So that's.
They look good, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kaz on the show, legend. Yeah. Thank you so much. Daily and consistent, guys. The Murad Murali podcast. And I will catch you guys soon and we'll get more people. I want Faye on the show. Do you understand? And I want Chloe on the show.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my days. Sorry, because it kept saying the time, but not it didn't show us that.
Oh, like the counting down.
Yeah, it was showing
us the
clock. You
were like mentally counting down 4 minutes.
Yes! I saw 30s. I was mentally counting down 30 minutes.
You're sitting and you're like, we're like, oh, it's rushed.
Yeah, I was mentally counting down 30 minutes.